This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The nation is celebrating the 78th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the country in paying tributes to the martyrs and freedom fighters by hoisting the national flag from the ramparts of the iconic Red Fort. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of Red Fort this morning, Prime Minister outlined India's commitment to become a global leader in semiconductor production, aiming to reduce dependency on imports and enhance technological self-sufficiency. The Prime Minister said that India will become Viksit Bharat by 2047 by overcoming all obstacles if the 140 crore people of the country resolve and move together in one direction. He also emphasized the importance of green jobs in India's efforts to combat climate change. Mr. Modi said the nation is indebted to every martyr and freedom fighter as they gave everyone the privilege of breathing freely. He highlighted that people from every section of society, including youth, farmers, women and tribal people, kept fighting against slavery. The Prime Minister stressed that the country should have a secular civil code instead of communal civil code. On Bangladesh, the Prime Minister said that as a neighbouring country, India is concerned regarding the situation in Bangladesh. He hoped that normalcy is restored at the earliest. Independence Day was also celebrated in states and union territories. Chief ministers and lieutenant governors hoisted the national flag at capital cities and addressed people on the occasion. In Kerala, the flag officer commanding in chief of the Southern Naval Command, Vice Admiral V. Srinivas, laid a wreath at the war memorial of the naval base in Kochi. In Lakshadweep, advisor to Lakshadweep Administrator Sandeep Kumar hoisted the national flag at the senior secondary school stadium at Kavaratti this morning. In Sikkim, the 78th Independence Day was celebrated with full zeal and traditional fervour. Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang Gole hoisted the national flag followed by a parade at Paljor Stadium, Gangtok. In Arunachal Pradesh, the main function was held at IG Park, Itanagar. Chief Minister Pema Khandu hoisted the national flag and took salute from the parade. Uttar Pradesh Governor Anandiben Patel hoisted the national flag and took the salute at Raj Bhavan in Lucknow. The governor also paid obeisance to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren said that recruitments on 35,000 posts will be completed by October this year. While addressing people of the state on the occasion of Independence Day at Morabadi ground in Ranchi, Mr. Soren said his government's first priority is to link youths of the state with employment. In Gujarat, the state-level Independence Day ceremony was held at Nadiad in Kheda district. In Haryana, celebrations were organized in all the districts in the morning, and contingents of police and paramilitary forces, cadets of the National Cadet Corps and National Service Scheme performed impressive parades. The Indian community in the United Arab Emirates celebrated Independence Day with enthusiasm and patriotic fervor across multiple venues. Flag hoisting ceremonies, cultural performances and official addresses marked the occasion at the Indian Embassy in Abu Dhabi, the Consulate General in Dubai and various community centers throughout the Emirates. At the Embassy of India in Kathmandu, the ambassador hoisted the national flag followed by playing of video address to the nation of President Draupadi Murmu. On the occasion, the ambassador honored widows and the next of kin of deceased Gorkha soldiers of the Indian Armed Forces by disbursing their dues worth 5.50 crore Nepali rupees and a blanket to each. News Services Division of Akashwani will broadcast a 30-minute special program on the occasion of 78th Independence Day today. Tune into Akashwani Goal 100.1 MHz at 9:30 p.m. tonight to listen to former Chief of the Army Staff, General M.M. Narwane, Padma Shri and microbiologist Dr. Yazdi Italia, Padma Shri and Khel Ratna Dr. Deepa Malik and environmental activist Arun Krishnamurthy talk about India and the vision for the future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Indian Olympic contingent that participated in the Paris Olympics at his residence today in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also interacted with the players. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandavya and Indian Olympic Association President P.T. Usha were also present during the interaction. The Indian athletes secured a total of 6 medals during their campaign at the Paris Olympics. Medals were won by Manu Bhakar, Sarabjot Singh, Swapnil Kosale and the Indian men's hockey team and Neeraj Chopra. And with that, we end this news bulletin.